This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you by his hand, most likely with a turkey quill, when he was 15 or 16. He wrote, "Abraham Lincoln, his hand and pen, he will be good, but God knows when." Abraham Lincoln liked his name, so he wrote it all out. It's a good example of how a spiritual life can include a healthy ego. Lincoln liked his full name. It was his grandfather's name, and he didn't particularly like being called Abe. He also never forgot his fondness for feathered quill pens, using them most often. This sentence is a moment of adolescence tomfoolery, but it is also participating in ancient history and in aesthetic beauty. Quill pens are flexible, long-lasting, and offer beautiful strokes. 20 quill pens are put on the table at the Supreme Court daily when the court is in session. It is symbolic. There is no spiritual life that excludes beauty. Lincoln wrote in a beautiful hand, not gorgeous, but graceful, expressing patience and finely done. At 15 years or 17, Lincoln already had his great height, his lean, muscular body, and his extra large and elaborated hands. So as a poet, he simply sees what he sees, what is there in front of him. He announces himself, Abraham Lincoln, and without further ado, and not a trace of Victorian extravagance, just between commas, his hand and pen. Lincoln has this poetic spirituality. We could find big words for it, like incarnational aesthetic. But Lincoln wouldn't like that if we did. He's moving on to the twin paradoxes of his essential self, foolishness and virtue. This poetic sentence, and it is iambic pentameter, like, "Oh, come with me and be my life," a staccato poem. This is a poem about virtue. This is a poem that names the two great spiritual traditions of the New America, to be good. That was what the founding fathers like Jefferson and Adams and Washington all thought was totally necessary for democracy to work. The natural goodness of people themselves and the willingness of the most virtuous to sacrifice for the welfare of the commonwealth. That was the ethical, sometimes religious, bedrock of the American experiment with democracy, and Lincoln knew it. As well as the other great faith tradition in American life, the Calvinist and Puritan point of view, that though we must try to be good, we are sinners, and we never can quite do it on our own. There, but for the grace of God, go I and I and I. Yet the idea of being good, or becoming good, is the serious keystone of this poem. Lincoln, of course, became good, even in his own eyes. When he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, he said, "I never in my life felt more certain that I was doing right." Some 40 years after his goofy first poem, Lincoln, having made a vow, as he said, before God, felt he was doing right. Virtue is necessary to American democracy. To Lincoln, that went without saying. And so, too, may we, in our pursuit of the good, the virtuous, like Lincoln, be lighted down in honor to the next generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.